Blog Talk Radio.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Showtime Radio Time. I'm Sweet Rascally Rabbit, broadcasting to you live in your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. Yes, I am saying they are beautiful. They are gorgeous. Please, do not say otherwise. Now, I kind of want to check out. I realized pretty recently that I rarely check the other holidays on checkiday.com just because I normally use it for my radio shows. So I figured I might as well. I figured, what the heck? Why don't we figure out what today's holidays are? So on checkiday.com, you can check it out on this website called checkiday.com. That's checkiday.com. Now, I know you're tuning in for a book reading, but I'm kind of in the mood to tell you guys what holidays are going on today. So let's see. Today is Apple Day, Babbling Day, Celebration of the Mind Day, Count Your Buttons Day. Ooh. Okay, now that has me in the mood for a certain film. Garbanzo Bean Day, Global Iodine Deficiency Disorders Prevention Day. Did not know that was a thing. International Day of the Nacho. Nice. National Mammography Day. Huh. National Pharmacy Buyer Day. Nice. National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day. Ooh, that actually sounds really good right now, considering Thanksgiving is coming up soon. Reptile Awareness Day. And lastly, World Student Day. Yes, if you are a student in any way, in any form or shape, celebrate for yourself. Today is a day to celebrate students. Oh, that's frustrating. I do not like MU, despite the fact the city I live in. This city is so centered on MU, it is insane. We should not be dependent on MU. But for some dumb reason, we are. Anyways, you guys are tuning in for a book reading, one that I started last week, surprisingly enough, and this is to celebrate the Halloween month. Yeah! Happy Halloween, everyone! And I actually am unfortunate to say this, but I will not be here for next Friday, so there will be no show. I mean, I probably could do it. I'd just rather not, considering I need to figure out how to get to Kansas City first. Yikes. Hopefully I can save some money, but I doubt my mom will want me to do that. I see no other way, though, because every time I'm in two different groups for Special Olympics. There's the Special Olympics athletes, and then there's the Special Olympic Missouri athletes, and I'm also in Special Olympics Missouri Facebook page. I'm on both those pages. I have yet to ask the actual Special Olympics Missouri page, but I'm in the SOMO athletes group chat, and I've asked. No one's, like, even after I told them what city I'm in, no one's saying they'll help me, which is really frustrating. It's really frustrating. So I feel like I have no choice but to use a Greyhound. I've already looked at the Megabus. There's no stop here in town for them. So I have to use Greyhound. It probably would be a little cheaper anyways. Anyways, I need to start talking about the book. So the book that we are reading is called An Eternal Secret. And we kind of already know what it's about, because I kind of spoiled it a bit. But here's a description that I have for it. Four friends travel the longest interstate highway in America from their home to an urban legend town they've heard so much. During their stay in River Springs, South Dakota, citizens hesitate to communicate. They don't like that the friends are staying. For centuries, the citizens kept it secret. They couldn't let anyone know about that eternal secret. So, we already started last week. We learned that there are four friends, Darla, Mark, Madison, and Serena. We kind of can see that there's something going on between Darla and Mark, especially after she had a bite of his sandwich that he ordered after seeing the waitress's boyfriend eating this really weird sandwich, and he actually enjoys it. So does Darla. The sandwich was cereal, raspberry jam, and sardine sandwich. I wanted to make sure that some of these characters had an acquired taste. And so they decided to walk around the city, map it out a little bit. Wait a second, how much time is... Okay, I got to start reading soon. They map the... Oh, wait, they haven't done that yet. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. Oh, that's it, that's right. They want to find out if there are any hotels in the city. And so they talked to the guy of this one diner that they went to, and he gave them directions. But for some reason, it's leading them outside of town. Well, let's just see why he did that. We're about to find out why he did that, actually. Sort of. All right, so let's see. Where should we start? Okay, there we go.
He could have given us false ones. Besides, it didn't look like he liked us,
Madison said. He knows this town, though. Let's just see where it goes. If it's another hotel, we'll use it. They agreed. Unfortunately, the directions led them out of town. They had to stop at a gas station. Darla groaned and leaned her head back.
We should have known. Madison was right.
Darla sighed.
All right, let's turn around. No doubt that was the only hotel.
She was right. When they arrived, so did the manager from her lunch break.
Hello, ma'am,
Serena greeted. The manager reluctantly smiled. They followed her to the front desk.
How can I help you for?
She asked politely.
We'd like two rooms, Madison replied.
Okay, and how long will you be staying with us? 1 week. Everyone stared at him. Later, guys, I'll explain. Arrangements were then made. After checking in, everyone took most of their luggage to the rooms. The four friends met in Mark and Darla's hotel room. Before they did, he had put a mini microphone in a plant outside his room.
All right, so why did you say 1 week?
Darla asked. It's clear we're staying for two. He hushed her. Mark went to the door and placed his ear against it. He pressed a button on a receiving audio device they brought. Okay, now we can talk. They shook their heads.
Why 1 week?
Madison and Serena chorused. The manager gave us wrong directions. The waitress warned us not to stay long. The hotel manager's face paled at the sight of us. He shook his head. Something is telling us River Springs doesn't like visitors. Darla winced. We need to be careful.
Right. If we stay too long, we could be a rumor, Darla said.
He glared at her. Don't push your luck. He watched her raise her hands in defeat. Come on, guys. 1 week should be enough anyways.
We are basically investigating them, Serena said. We need facts for those rumors we keep hearing. Well, it's obviously don't have fangs or claws.
They rolled their eyes at her.
What? Just squashing those rumors off our list?
That's when Serena pulled out her notebook and pen. She scratched the two rumors. They talked a while longer. The four friends unpacked and returned to the car. They debated on whether walking or driving. Considering how small the town was, they agreed to walk. Mark and Serena took the tripods, while Darla and Madison carried the big cameras. The town citizens stared at them.
Just keep looking forward, guys.
Serena what should I say there? Serena said. They all saw the stairs.
Why don't we start recording?
Darla asked.
We are studying the town. Its citizens should be included.
She saw Mark nod. Darla placed the camera back on her shoulder. Opening the digital screen, she turned it on.
What we're seeing now is River Springs. So far, a diner owner gave us directions out of town. A waitress warns us of something imminent, and a hotel owner stares at us as if she had never had guests before. We're going in the proverbial deep pool, most likely unaware of any danger upon us.
Wow, throw us under a bus, why don't you? Darla said.
I thought theater drama was my thing. Why are you stealing my limelight?
Madison laughed.
That actually sounds like a book or a movie summary.
They walked on. Filming the town, the four friends walked everywhere. They were able to map out most of the places. When they reached the library, Mayor Angela walked up to them.
Excuse me, how long have you been filming?
Mark replied after checking the time.
I'm going to have to ask you to turn them off.
Then, hand them over.
What? Why?
Serena squeaked. I've already had complaints of being filmed. If you continue without permission, you put this town at risk.
At risk of what?
Madison wondered with narrowed brows.
Who are you?
I'm the mayor here.
The four friends shifted their feet.
We're here to clear up the rumors people keep saying.
Darla spoke. Mayor Angela looked at her.
What rumors?
She asked, her eyes wide. Darla told her. The mayor thought for a few minutes.
All right. You can use your mobile devices to record.
No cameras, though. River Springs is not suitable for any movie, no matter how short it is.
Thank you,
Serena sighed. I'm still going to need your cameras. I have to know what you filmed. Waiting patiently, she watched them pull off the two big cameras off their shoulders. Mayor Angela took the cameras and walked off.
How rude,
Madison muttered.
I'll follow her, Serena said. I need to know why she's so scared of publicity. You three keep mapping the town.
She hurried to follow the mayor.
Considering we're at the library, I think we should go in. Know the history of the town, right?
They agreed and walked in. They thought the library would be small, considering the size of River Springs. As they smelled the scent of worn books, they were surprised to find it two stories high. Almost every space occupied with shelves of books. The four friends saw only two computers.
Weird,
Mark whispered. He sat at one of the computers. I'm going to look for the history books. You guys work on the microfilm, if they have any, that is. While Madison nodded, Darla winced. The musty air of old books stayed as it was. They couldn't stop smelling it. Even while researching, they sniffed incessantly. The three friends enjoyed their work in the library.
This is interesting,
Darla whispered. Madison stopped to look at her.
Read this.
She walked over from her box of microfilm and read the strip Darla found on the library's machine.
Well,
she whispered with wide eyes.
Mark's gotta see this.
Darla agreed before printing it. They showed the print to him.
All right, what am I reading?
His eyes widened.
The mayor's name is in here.
Look at the photo attached.
He whistled low.
Everyone we met is in this photo, except Nayeli.
Mark shook his head.
How's that possible? This article is over 100 years old.
What are you doing? Yvette, the librarian, asked. They jumped and turned.
Our history books are off limits, as well as the microfilm.
Darla and Madison gave her daft expressions.
If you have any respect for our privacy, then get out.
She pointed at the door. Shaking their heads, they stood and laughed.
Guys,
Serena whispered hotly. Cocking her head, Madison turned. She pointed her out. Serena stopped running to catch her breath.
What's wrong? They chorused. You won't believe what I saw, she breathed out, leaning on her hands. Sorry, knees. She shook her head. Breathing out one last exhaust, she carefully stood.
What is it?
The mayor has a massive camera collection in a study. A secret study. There's a mechanism to get inside. She paused for a moment. And she had a bunch of library books, too. Mark sighed. Makes sense. I couldn't find very many town history books in the library. Look at this, Serena. Managed to take it when the librarian kicked us out. He handed her the photoed article. Serena gasped after seeing the photo. Her eyes darted to Mark.
Even her dog is still here.
He narrowed his brows.
Her dog is the pup in that corner, only now he's full grown.
Everyone's eyes widened. It looks like we need to find out how that's possible, Darla said. They agreed.
Did you guys map out the city?
Madison shook her head.
Since we were at the library, we figured we might as well learn the history of River Springs.
Darla sighed. We didn't find much, though. A lot of the books seemed to be missing, and now we know who took them. Serena nodded with a wince.
All right, well,
Serena sighed.
I guess we should head back to the hotel. It's getting dark pretty fast.
She eyed the sky. They then walked toward the hotel. Though they should have taken a different path, the four friends stuck to the direction they used on their drawn map. The mayor talked to the librarian at their town's well. And they already printed a copy. Yvette nodded.
Damn it.
What are we going to do? They know about everyone still alive. Don't worry. I got Hudson on that. He's working on tracking their mobile devices. We'll be watching their every move. She watched Yvette shake her head. It's so weird to be using that technology. We've always had to use our five senses. Angela nodded.
I know. Without this technology, though, our water supply would be going to everyone in the state, the country.
The librarian agreed.
We need to contain it.
She sighed. Tell everyone to drink the imported in public. Until they leave, it's closed.
Before leaving, Yvette nodded. The mayor then lifted a metal cover and put it on the well. She twisted its bolts, locking it into place. The next day, the four friends mapped north of River Springs. They noticed more houses than stores. At least 8 streets of the town consisted of housing neighborhoods. That seemed normal to them. Most rural towns didn't have much. They made certain to draw those out. That didn't take long. When they reached the second diner, the four friends went inside for lunch. They placed their orders in a matter of minutes.
We're almost done, Darla said. I think just the southeast of town is left. Pointed on a part of the hand-drawn map.
We've already been to the library. How's it not on there? Whoops, sorry.
Madison drew it on their map.
Wait a sec. We didn't search that area for the map.
Darla and Mark groaned.
We were so wrapped up with that article.
Plus, Serena came up to us with news.
He shook his head.
Let's go back.
Without warning, Madison whipped out her phone. She pressed the screen a few times to get the camera rolling. She aimed it at Mark.
So, what are the goals for today?
He faced her phone.
We've already drawn a map for most of the town. Today we're going to finish that map. Maybe in the midst of it all, we might figure out why everyone is so suspicious of us. The mayor has taken our better cameras.
She has taken almost all the history books of River Springs, Darla spoke. Madison moved the camera to her, and then Serena.
And after going to the library, we might know why.
She held up the article.
This is a newspaper article written over 100 years ago.
Madison zoomed in on the article.
Almost everyone we have met so far is in that attached photo.
Along with mapping the city.
Madison moved the camera back on him. I think we're going to try to talk to these people, figure out how this is possible. She turned it off. I doubt that's going to work, though, Darla spoke. He winced and nodded. While they gathered their things, the four friends discussed more of their plans. Mark and Darla would map the area next to the library. Madison and Serena would be at the unfamiliar diner. It took them 10 minutes to walk there. They observed it to its fullest. Scents of cardamom and lavender surrounded them. Blue daisies dotted the green walls. They could hear winds blowing and quiet patters of rain from a stereo speaker.
Weird,
Serena whispered. Madison eyed her.
Homie, but weird.
Ah, new customers, Noel exclaimed. Please, sit. My brother Hudson should be out in a second.
At that moment, Hudson whooped in excitement and left their office.
What is it, Hudson? Life is grand, he exclaimed. Hudson tossed up a small blue ring box. And today's news screams this little plan.
I was waiting for that, Noel laughed.
While you're out there, mind if you take these guests their orders?
He tossed an apron with a pad and pencil. Hudson caught them.
Sure, why not?
Wearing a grin, he put the apron on and turned. That's when a young man entered the diner. He saw who it was.
Your usual, Brennan? The young man nodded.
Madison stuttered. Serena shushed her and shook her head to silence her. Hudson quickly wrote down the order, tore it off, and put it in the apron's pocket. He then turned toward Madison and Serena. Whoops, lost my place. He still wore his grin, making them smile.
Congrats, sir, Serena said, and I hope Nayeli says yes.
Hudson cocked his head.
You were at the other diner yesterday,
Madison explained,
when you passed by her during her shift.
He blushed.
What would you like today? He asked, now wearing a small smile.
The two looked at menus before ordering. After Hudson returned to his brother, they heard the young man make a sound.
Ugh!
He spat the water back in its glass. Turning, he called out,
Hudson, this isn't...
His eyes landed on Madison and Serena.
Oh, that explains... Brennan,
Noel whispered. He had appeared after hearing him. He beckoned his friend to follow him to the office.
Okay, now that's weird.
Serena nodded. She managed to capture the situation with her phone's camera.
Got it. We can show this to the others. Maybe they can figure out what's happening. Maybe they figured out what's happening.
Meanwhile, Mark and Darla hastened their way to the library. Oh, and just to let you guys know, this next scene is going to get a little intense, a little detailed. They talked of multiple topics, movies, music, and each other. The two wouldn't stop teasing each other.
Seriously, you're not going to listen to one song?
He wondered with raised brows. She crossed her arms.
I'm not into that kind of music. You know that, Mark.
She shook her head. As they unknowingly turned on a street, Darla noticed his expression changing.
What's that look for?
She stopped walking and Mark stepped closer to her.
You know why I tagged along, right?
He gave a small smile. Darla shrugged.
For the thrill of it. No one goes to River Springs.
Gulping, she could smell his deodorant.
Not just that, Darla.
Their faces stood a foot apart. Her eyes blinked. Her heavy breathing reached his ears.
Mark, what are you...
Darla gasped before their lips locked. Passion was exchanged between the two. She wrapped her hands on his elbows. His arms surrounded her waist. Cocking their heads, their kiss lingered for what felt like eternity. They parted to sigh in content. Darla leaned her head on his shoulder. He kissed her ear and down her neck. While her eyes darted in different directions, she sighed once more and smiled.
Darla,
he whispered. Before she could respond, her eyes blinked. She cocked her head and narrowed her brows.
Mark.
Darla squealed when he touched the spot. She pushed him away.
Mark, look.
He turned to follow her line of sight. His eyes widened in excitement.
A well! Super cool!
They walked up to it and noticed the screws.
Why would they close it off? Maybe there's something wrong with the water? Let's open it. Test the water ourselves.
She touched the screw, but Mark stopped her.
What?
Darla looked at him. He rose a brow. What if this is what's keeping their appearance? Mark shook his head. They found an Eternity Spring? Why they're so secretive? Her eyes widened.
That would explain some of the rumors,
she whispered hoarsely.
We need to test the water then, with our equipment.
And that is where I'm going to stop.
Oh my gosh. That is intense.
Okay, so what did you think of that beautiful lovemaking scene? Oh, I had to have something happen between them two. I originally planned that Mark would be falling in love with one of the three women, so
Darla was a perfect fit.
I can't help it. Every book has to have a romance thing for me. Okay, anyways, I got to get going, everyone. I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, whoever you are in the world. Oh, I am Sweet Rescue Rabbit, saying goodbye with Hold My Head by Dixie Chicks. Bye, everyone.
Goose chase, a wild goose chase.